Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow night, the Red Wings will begin their 100th, their centennial season. And if you're looking for headlines, three 20-year-olds are going to be on the opening night roster. The alternate captains, Lucas Raymond and Mo Sider, some homegrown guys. A headline might be youth movement. We're joined this morning by the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, Todd McClellan. Todd, would it be fair to say there's a bit of a youth movement going on right now?
Well, there certainly is, but that is not going to take us to the never-ever land. We're going to need a lot from everybody on the team, including the older players, the veterans. But the youth has come in and injected a bit of enthusiasm, a little bit of energy, and the older players have embraced them.
As you construct your lines, how do you manage putting some of those young guys in there? Are you going to always pair them with some veterans? What's the plan of how you start and you position your lines?
Well, to start with, we'll pair them with veteran players. We'll have them spread out throughout the lineup. But I think we're going to have the courage to play them. They've shown so far through exhibition season that they're very capable. They're going to make mistakes like any other player, but we'll be there to help them and encourage them to get through it. But thus far, we'll see Finney with Larkin and Raymond, and Branson Nygaard is going to play on the third line with Kopp and Compher. So each of those forwards gets a pair of veteran players that should be able to help them settle down. And then on the back end, we're still thinking about our pairs, but Axel will play with one of the veterans that we decide on.
For years, Yzerman had said, hey, these guys got to earn their way onto the team. If you could just tell people who aren't familiar with their games what each of them have shown and what they bring to the opening night lineup.
Yeah, definitely we can do that. And the players did earn their way here. It wasn't a token, hey, we're going with youth this year and we're going to just play them and see what happens. They earned their way onto the roster. Finney is a speedster. I talk about him being fueled by Nitro. He's a guy that can really skate. He hunts the opposition down in all situations. He's got some pretty good puck skills and a mind. Branson Nygaard, more of a bully, a heavier set, more physical, and definitely a shooter. He finds open ice and can shoot the puck. And then on the back end, Pelika is a defenseman with tremendous vision, great hockey mind, very creative, a little undersized, but we think that we can help him with that. And we figure that all three can be a factor.
Coming out of camp, just to start the season, there's got to be a certain level of excitement, level of confidence. Where you at in your terms of just how you feel about the construction of this team and the prospects of this team?
Well, I think you're always excited coming out of camp. You feel like you've had a good one. This one this year as well, we went up to Traverse City and had three or four real good days there. I went to Grand Rapids for a red and white game and then came back here and played eight exhibition games. And throughout that time, we've been able to put our structure in place. We've been able to get to know the players a little bit from day one. We never had that luxury last year. And we feel good going into the season. Now, we know we've got a lot of work to do and we've got a long road in front of us, but we think that we're prepared for it. There's an excitement around the team, not just because of the youth, but just because of the group itself. I think our team is constructed to play fast. And when we do play fast in a high-tempo, high-paced game, that allows us to be on top of teams and we're playing better. When we slip to that turtle pace, it really doesn't do much for us, and we receive the game. So, if you want to talk identity, that should be part of it.
Todd, I think you said never, never land. I think, were you referring to the playoffs, trying to get this team back into the postseason? Andrew Kopp said, we have to make the playoffs. Anything else is not good enough. Is that embraced from everybody within the organization right now? That's the mentality, got to make the playoffs?
Well, that's obviously the goal coming into the season. I was lucky enough to be part of teams that made it here every year. It just was automatic. You were that good, that strong, and believed in it. That's obviously got away on us for a number of different reasons, but we've got to find a way to bring that belief system back into the locker room. Now, that's a long-term goal. We're not quite in that mode yet. We're still in training camp. We're looking at playing game number one. We'll have some short-term focus to begin with, and we've got to find some consistency in our game. Last year, at least from Christmas on, we had some real good spells, and then there were some ugly ones, and we've got to figure out and solve those problems, and then that may give us a chance to reach what Andrew Kopp was talking about, that long-term goal.
What, in terms of short-term goals, I don't know how much more specific you can be other than just being consistent, but, first 20 games, first 30 games, like, what are you looking for from this team? What needs to happen to give you that chance later in the season?
Well, everybody talks about the start, and how big is the start? Is it game one? Is it three games in? Is it five games in? We've got a very tough schedule to begin with, based on the standings last year and what we expect from other teams. So we're going to get challenged right off the bat. And obviously we want to put points up and we want to win as much as we can. But I think when you look at our group, we were mentally, we didn't handle adversity well last year. When it didn't go well, we took water on, and it took us a while to get the boat back up. And over the first 20 games, we'll be looking to see if our group can handle the ups and downs, if we've grown up a little bit and become mentally stronger. The physicality part of it, can we be a heavier, harder team as well to play against? Is our goaltending better? Where's our penalty kill at? It was awful last year, so that has to get better. But during that first 20 games, there's going to be ups and downs. And the big thing is, how are we going to handle it? And are we pushing ourselves to get out of it, or are we just going to wallow in it?
Because that was an issue before you got here, too. It was the previous March and even the previous March before that. And I thought you were incredibly honest in the postseason press availability with, hey, I'm a straight shooter. We can't have that anymore. It sounds like a hard thing to solve. How do you make sure this team is not wallowing at the end of the season with a chance?
Well, we hope the work that we put in from day one on, prepares us for that situation a little bit better. It's hard when you're dealing with what's between the ears, the physical part, the structure part on the ice, where you're guys have to be in position. We can help them with that, but we have to push them as coaches. We have to get them through it as coaches. They have to help each other. They've got to be encouraging, but they also have to hold each other accountable for moments in the game. And game management skills also come in. How do we play with a 2-goal lead? How do we play with 3 or 4 minutes left in a game where things are intense? Those are all situations that we have to get better at. So simply, it's just improving, but also the mental aspect of it. We've got to get harder in those, in between the ears, if you will.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Raymond and Sider, obviously with the youth movement no longer classified as the young guys, what have you seen from them in regards to leadership?
Well, no doubt they're not young guys anymore. They, from an age perspective, they may still be considered that, but from an experience perspective, they've been around long enough. They've been through many games. They've seen all different situations. They know the league well, and we expect a lot from both of them. You know, obviously a lot is made about Dylan Larkin being the captain, and so be it. He's a really good captain. He does a real good job, but he needs help. And those two are his lieutenants, the first line of support, but it doesn't end there. We've got a lot of guys with a lot of experience to bring at Kane. You think of the teams they played on in Chicago and the situations they were put in. There's a lot of guys that can offer and a lot of guys that need to be leaned on when it comes to leadership.
Talking to Red Wing head coach Todd McClellan, the Red Wing season begins tomorrow night, the centennial season. With the goaltending, you alluded to, hey, can we be better in goal? Gibson was one of the bigger moves made this offseason. You know, I think people look at it and say, I don't know if a bunch of 20-year-olds are going to get you guys in the playoffs. Goaltending might be one of the big keys for you this season. What does Gibson look like?
Well, Gibby's been real good. You know, since he's got to training camp, he seems to be revitalized a little bit, excited about being in a new situation. All his career was spent in Anaheim, and things were going a little stale there for him. So he's here now. He's had a real good training camp. He fits the team real well. He's performed well. You know, the last game we gave up a few goals that were ugly, certainly not on his part, but on the team's part. That often happens in that last exhibition game. But we're confident in him, and we're certainly confident in Cam Talbot. He's had a tremendous camp, and we feel we have two guys that we can play. And like the forwards and the defensemen, we're going to expect a lot from the goaltending, but overall it's going to be a team game. There's no way that we can individually play our way through a season and get to where we want to go.
I know that there's going to be a lot of questions about the young guys. Before we let you go, as these young guys approach their first game, their first season, what's some of the advice that you've given them, or maybe you've heard some of the vets give them about how to approach that first game, that first couple of weeks of the season?
Well, the coaching staff and the players have been very, very encouraging. We're encouraging these players to go out and use and play to their strengths. So, you know, we want Emmett Finney to be skating, and we want them to be fearless when it comes to mistakes. They're going to make some, but if they go out there and they play with, you know, with the thought of I don't want to err, we're not going to see their real skill set come out. So. We've encouraged them to play free. We want them to attack the game, not to play with their foot on the brake, if you will. And we'll help them. When they make mistakes, we'll help them. And hopefully they'll feel comfortable real fast.
Todd, it's good stuff. Yeah. We look forward to watching Red Wing hockey this season. Thanks for spending some time with us.
You know, have a great day, guys.
It's Red Wing head coach Todd McClellan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.